Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
Yo, 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 what's going on? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is episode 30 of season 2. I'm Mike D, alongside my brother from another mother, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We got our boy Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And Alex is here. What up, Alex?
Yo.
Yo, the whole crew is here, fam. The whole crew is here. What's going on, everyone? Thank you for coming back to the Sneaker Podcast, but let's kick it off like we always do, and that is with what we wore on feet today. Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
I was rocking some Kobe 9, what they call the Bruce Lee colorway.
Yeah.
It's the pseudo-effective colorway of the Bruce Lee because they didn't put those claw marks on it. Yeah. But it's still yellow-black and
Bruce
has
Lee-ish.
Those. Yeah, I like it. It was my consolation to not being able to score the Kobe 5 Bruce Lee, which is still on my list. It's like twice on my watch list on eBay, but like I'll never buy them.
Nice. You'll get them.
I'll get them. And tonight I'm actually wearing Kobe 8 Mamba Curials.
Yeah.
I'm in a
so dope,
basketball-y, sleeky kind of mode.
I see the long shorts.
Yeah. Actually, these are shorter than my usual basketball shorts, yeah. Which are really
pants.
Long. Yeah. Yeah. Tents. Teepee. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Chloe, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore some Ultra Boost Solar Red 1.0s.
Ooh.
And then?
Very nice.
And then I switched up into the Euro NMDs Olives.
Foot Locker exclusive.
Nice.
Thank you, Alex.
When you got into the car and I noticed what shoe you were wearing, I was like, oh. Your shoes came from Europe, and so did my pair.
Oh, snap.
My mom materials come from Europe. Dope. Your shoes, we've already told a story of how Alex picked them up for you.
Yes.
Right? Long time ago, right? One of our first episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's up there.
It was like last summer.
No, it was like episode 2 or 3 because... The reason why you missed the first one was because you were in Europe.
No.
I'm way off.
And in the summer, you guys were at the Kanye show.
Oh yeah, yeah. Remember that?
But but then today, like for some reason, I guess Chloe, we'll talk about it later. But Chris and I were just talking, and I was like, "Did Chloe confirm that he's coming tonight?"
Yeah.
And Chris is like, "No, we haven't spoken." I'm like, "Well, never mind." He just posted like an amazing shot of his Solar 1.0. So I'm like. He's
active.
He's working.
He's,
yeah,
he's in that sneaker yeah. mode. No. I'm going to tell you guys how I got these Mamba Curials.
Yes.
Because they didn't release here in Canada. Oh, I don't know about Canada, but definitely not in Montreal. Back when the Kobe 8 was hot, they had all these colorways coming out. They had a lot of colorways that we didn't get in Montreal, I think, only maybe later, or we had like delayed dates. But Mamba Curials did not show up in Montreal. At the time, I was still kind of hanging out with the Soul Collector guys on the forums.
Nice.
And, or at least I was definitely following them on IG. And one of the members is a huge, huge Kobe fan. Biggest Kobe fan one of the biggest Kobe fans I know. And he had connected to one of our members that lives in France and asked him if the Mamba Curials made it to France. And he goes, yes, they're at the House of Hoops in France, and they're on the shelf. So I noticed that he asked him to pick a pair up for him. Like the Kobe fan was asking the France guy, hey, can you pick me up a pair? That went down, and I was like, whoa, that's happening? So I contacted the guy from France, and I said, hey, would you be so kind as to like maybe see if they have my size and see how much it costs and maybe send me a pair? He's like, yeah, no problem. So he did that, and in the end, with shipping and all, it cost exactly Canadian retail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were just sitting there. To the point where I said, hey, if you have, like, I got my pair, I saw them, I'm like, damn, I love these. I asked him, if ever you're back in Paris and you're near the House of Hoops, could you see if you can pick me up a second pair? No problem. Bam, bam, bam. Second pair.
What?
They were sitting on the shelf. Jeez. Because apparently, as he explained it to me, we don't wear pink shoes in Paris.
Fair.
But that was back then, 2012. Anyways, that's why my pair comes from Europe, and the pair on your feet also comes from Europe.
Damn.
Yeah. It wasn't planned, guys.
Nice.
Nope.
You got two pairs. Damn.
That's amazing. Good pickup story. I like that. Alex, what you wear on feet today, my dude?
I started off the day doing some downtown business, and I was wearing a pair of White Mountaineering Olive colorway R2s.
Nice.
Love the NMD R2s from White Mountaineering, and I did notice that I haven't posted any of this stuff. I haven't taken the time to do like a family shot with the black and the blue and the olive. Mm-hmm. So wearing the pair today kind of gave me like our own like self-assessment. I'll see if I can make it at some point. And then went back home, packed up for a little adventure that's going to happen tomorrow morning, Thursday. And tonight's kind of in a rush. So I slipped on cream Yeezys that are like outside the box because they're just so easy to wear. So cream Yeezys it is tonight.
Very nice.
What about you, Mikey?
You're getting a lot of wear out of those cream Yeezys.
Yes, a lot. So they became gray.
Great, yeah.
But it's fair.
Nice.
Cut the grass shit.
Yeah.
Today I wore my pair of V2 Zebras. I was feeling like Kanye today, so might as well break him out. And, you know, it was weird because I was on Facebook, and you know how you see all the Facebook groups and stuff, and what did you wear on feet today, that kind of thing. And I saw like 5 or 6 people wearing Zebras in their pictures they put up. So I'm like, wow, a lot of people are wearing those today. No way I'm going to run into anyone.
Nope.
Went out for lunch. 3 people wearing Zebras. I'm like, whoa. Time
at
to go
Timmy's?
Home and change.
Well, this did not happen in February. That's for sure.
No, yeah, for sure.
It is like what we consider the last days of summer, maybe.
Yeah.
Where people are feeling it. So I think it is something because just today, and I was like, oh, I got to remember this for the pod. I saw a guy in Parley's, the Ultra Boost Parley. In like my work building, I go, oh, look at this guy. He's probably a sneakerhead because you don't get Parleys unless you know what the Parley is, right? So that guy. And then at the Timmy's, no joke, this guy was wearing Concords. I was like, oh, man, that's not bad.
So
these random, and then an NMD right before I got on the bus. So I'm like, oh, right. People are bringing out their shit.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
First really nice. Days of summer.
Yeah. No, the weather's been crazy for late September. That's for sure. Did anyone pick up anything? Alex, I know you went on a little bit of a trip. Did you happen to pick up anything while you were out there?
No.
Good job, Alex.
Yeah, well, he tried so hard to resist.
He had conflicting thoughts.
Yes. And then I feel like I've been messaging Chris all week. I was like, this is under my nose. Should I do it? And I've just been saying no. Like, those White Mountaineering See You Laters, both colorways are sitting like motherfuckers.
Damn.
And I'm like, I can scoop them up for below retail, and I still don't do it.
You say like you message me all week or a lot or a thing, but I don't even notice it because I think all the people I know that are into sneakers, this is like just a regular thing. People are messaging, yo, what do you think of this? Yo, should we get this? Yo, blah, blah, blah. Or people are telling me about like deals that they're finding. It's good.
I got in trouble because like... So I'm building this rotation for my trip tomorrow, and then Chris is like, you should consider like save some room in case you bring back a pair. And then he just like, he goes on and on and on and on and on. And then he says, when you go on trips, you should lift your band. And then I tell my girl, and I got in trouble because she was like,
no, was but
like, consider- no, because I agree, right. Yo, I agree. Like, I'm going to this place. It's a mecca for sneakers. I know for a fact. I'm like, I know I'm going to find something.
Yeah.
I will. And I'll just do it. I don't care. But we'll see what happens.
But the thing is, so consider this. Your ban is for your your regular life, yep, of how you deal with things, and you don't want to go overboard on the regular. But these trips that you're taking are not regular. And on the one, you're not, it's like company mandated trips.
Yeah.
So they are footing the bill for most of it. The money that you're kind of saving from not spending your own.
Okay, you're right.
Right? Okay, that's one. That's one perspective. The other thing is that these are, some of these trips can be considered once in a lifetime or very momentous in terms of your sneaker career.
Hence, I should purchase a new pair of shoes.
It's just that you might never be in this situation ever again. Or is this your first trip
out there?
Did we mention where you're going?
No.
Let the people know. Well, if you can. Well,
I'm going to Los Angeles tomorrow, yeah, for 5 days. Yeah.
So this is your first time in LA.
Yeah.
Well, you... It's okay. It's a milestone.
I'll talk to Bay. Right. Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to Bay.
If not, you could buy me a pair.
Skip.
Yeah.
Yo, everyone's like, Anna's like, oh, if you see those yellow, yeah, Pharrell Us, let me know. Spoke to another guy from the brand. He's like, yo, apparently the multicolor 3.0s, they're sitting. If you see 10.5, let me know. And everyone's like, psh, and I'm like, will I just take care of myself first?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you'll bump into Joe LaPuma and you'll do a shop.
Yes.
Complex Go Shopping with Alex, right? DeRoche. And you'll be in flight club. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
We'll see. Yeah, yeah, man. Anyways, yeah. So that's exciting. So I'm thinking about it. Did I pick up anything the past 2 weeks? No, I didn't. At the Adidas Original stores, I was handed over a nice piece of apparel. Turtleneck, woolen sweater, white mountaineer ring.
Oh, nice.
Yo, that's totally sexy. You, eh?
Yeah, it's so me. I was like, I was able to grab one piece, and I was like, I had to go with this flyer piece because it's like just so fly.
The season's coming.
Rocky.
Yeah,
with
yeah, 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 yeah. So now it's back in the garderobe, but I know like it's in a month.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing the shit out of this.
What shoe were you tempted to get over there?
I stumbled upon some Alexander Wang sneakers from the first or second drop.
Oh, yeah. I remember your message.
Tabarouette. And believe me, the price was too good to be true. So I was in a situation where like I had Alexander Wang polo on, shoes on, and I was looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, could this be my only purchase? And I had to run into some meetings. So I just left it out there. And I told the guy, I was like, yo, I might be back. I'll think about it. And I decided not to do it. I don't regret. Because it's like, it's fire material like in the moment. But it's not like, it's not a shoe that I would have worn like 12,000 times. Mm. But yeah, it's still fire.
In case some of the listeners don't know what we're talking about in terms of like why Alex is having so many like... thoughts of like, should I restrict myself? Should I limit myself? He imposed a ban on himself till when?
December 1st.
December 1st for purchasing shoes. He's allowed one purchase from now
throughout, or
like
yeah,
when he started the ban till December 1st. And that's why all these deals coming his way are like, ugh.
Like apparently everything comes my way now. It's crazy. And then I get all of these people on Instagram just messaging me, asking me about, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Oh my God, this is nah. Or this steel, boom, boom. And I'm like, all right. I don't answer. I'm just like, sorry, I can't. But it, so far, so good. So far, so good. You know, like I've been, it's been what?
It's not bad, man. You took a whole trip to another city and you didn't buy anything.
Which is quite phenomenal.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Good luck, man.
Yeah. Thanks.
Keep it up.
We'll see what happens. Mike, what have you been wearing today? Oh, you did say it. Okay, Mike, what did you pick up?
I didn't pick up anything.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going back in time.
Yeah, I'm kind of putting myself on a little bit of a, not a ban, but I think I'm going to chill out for a little bit. But I do, and I think I mentioned this in a few pods ago, I want to get a pair of Vans, a new pair of Vans.
You should do
it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this.
Yes.
Vans. I've been hunting so much.
Nice.
I'm seriously hunting, and I don't go on... tell me if you do the same. I don't go on eBay for Vans. I find I can find them locally. no, okay, no, I'm not getting the $500 Fear of Gods or anything like that. I'm trying to get, so I'm trying to find this, I don't know what it's called. It's like a checkerboard,
right?
Vans. It's like a mid cut. It's like a
half cab.
No. It's
Athletic DX. Authentic DX.
Yeah. Yes, Authentic DX, but from the Anaheim factory.
Yes, version. I know which pair.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm trying to find them. I'm trying to find them locally or like anywhere on a site that's Canadian, because for some reason in my head I'm like, the Canadian people are probably not as hyped on this as the Americans.
They're so fucking hype.
It's so good. They're all sold out. So my bad. Everyone knows what's going on. I'm the one that doesn't know what's going on with Vans. So for me, it's like a new type of hunt because I don't know the market and I don't know. I guess I don't know what's hot.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to discover. I'm trying to learn and everything like that. And as I'm going along, I'm like, yo, I go on Little Burgundy, okay? Because they have a big stock of Vans.
Yeah.
And I have a wish list there.
Nice.
Mine is full.
All right.
My wish
list
is full.
Christmas is coming.
It's good.
All Vans?
Very good.
On the wish
list? No, I'm searching for Vans on the wish list, and I'm just adding to the wish list. And I'm like, oh.
You'll find them on online stores.
Yeah.
You just got to type in the model that you want and shop, and then it'll pop up eventually, and hopefully you'll find your size.
The issue is that they do sell out.
Yeah.
And I just want to build like a nice portfolio of Van sneakers.
Nice.
That pair is definitely
one to get, right? One to add to the list. Yeah. So what's the name, the full name?
I think Vans. It's
you had it.
I think Vans. It's the Checkerboard Authentic DX.
Yeah.
Anaheim
Factory. Anaheim.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I agree, like stepping away from your usual or from what's coming, I've allowed myself so much more eBay scrolling.
Oh yeah.
And like my watch list has just grown and grown and grown and grown. And I feel like the second that my ban is up, I'll go bankrupt and just like get
check
everything.
It, 'cause
like
it
allows me this time that I needed to just like refocus on what I've actually wanted for a while versus what's coming out and available in front of me type of deal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've told on the way here, I was telling Chloe what's on my watch list kind of. There's like a pair of Air Jordan 1 Red Metallics that's like on super sale on Nike.com. There's some AJ1, Air Jordan 1 Cyber Mondays that I'm looking at as well. And I want them beat.
Yeah.
And so I'm on eBay and the pairs that I'm finding for good pricing, which is like under $100, are worn pairs, not like destroyed, just slightly worn, and they're perfect, you know, and they're under $100. Those are all like within a good range. And we talked about racers, Flyknit racers.
Yeah.
All of them are going on sale. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. So wide open, man.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff. Watch list, wish list.
Nice.
Yeah. Shopping cart that you don't check out. Yeah.
Just to tease yourself.
Just to tease you.
Chloe, did you pick up anything?
Yeah. Actually, when I was on my trip, my cousin FaceTimed me, and he only FaceTimes me when he's at an outlet.
Nice.
So he showed me a pair of Goddesses, and I got myself another pair.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Flyknit Racer Goddess. And I got my wife in another pair.
Nice.
Yeah, because she wore hers on the trip and I knew she was going to destroy the shit out of them. So, might as well double up.
That's sick.
And I also got her a pair of Flyknit Racers Raisin, which they're like kind of lavender-ish.
Oh, okay.
And she's super happy with them. We received them this morning.
Nice.
So good.
Nice.
Yeah, dope. Same thing. Wifey's big fan of the racers.
Yeah. And I'm loving it.
Yeah, I think it's because it's like sleek.
It's so ninja.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the shoe. It is so good. It's the Nike Kyrie 3 Kairobi.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What a great name.
Yeah, I thought they wouldn't sell out in Montreal. And the morning of the release, I went to the Foot Locker at 10 o'clock and I saw that there was no lineup. I was like, oh, they're like, there's no lineup. I was disappointed in Montreal.
Really?
Like, why didn't people line up for the shoe? But apparently they did, and it did sell out.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the funny story. But, you know, at least I got my pair. So
you figured
cool.
it out, yeah.
Yeah, I got my pair online.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dope.
Very cool. Very nice shoe. I took a photo of it. I showed you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
You should ball on them.
If I had a second pair, I would. I'm like that.
How do they fit?
So Kyrie's are, to me, are very narrow. If you have a regular foot, then you're fine. If you have a wide foot, size half up at least. I also have like arch support, so I went a full size bigger than my regular size.
That's crazy.
Just for extra comfort. I'm pretty sure half size I would have been fine. Like if I went my upper range, which is 10, I would have been fine. But I'm not playing in them. I'm just walking in them. So I took a 10.5 and they fit fine.
Awesome.
Beauty shots on the way.
Well, I have one shot done already. And it just so happened that...
It's in the bank.
What do you call it? I'm so happy that I have... the perfect Rasta clot to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it's sick. A Bruce Lee Rasta clot.
Yeah.
Anyways. So that's it. That's my pickup. I'm so very happy.
Very nice.
So happy.
Very nice.
Like it's yeah. Anyways. One off the list.
Shoe. Yeah, that shoe's always looked amazing.
Yeah. There's talking about wish lists and all that stuff. It's, I feel like we're kind of in a down season for sneakers. Like, there's not much coming up, but there's a lot of crazy shit coming out.
Well, I feel like September is always, well, from a retail perspective, September is always like lower as you're stepping into what we call Q4. Okay. And Q4 is always like bangers over bangers, and it's like who, like it's like the race until the end of the year, like who's gonna come out with
you
what
think people, and like, are like it's on purpose.
I think so. It feels like September is always like slower, and then October, November, like Black Friday releases, holiday releases and stuff like that, it always bangs out kind of last minute.
Yeah.
Can I make a comment about something?
Yeah.
So this week, this big news took over social media.
Oh, yeah.
And here's my perspective about this. And because it's going to link up to last week's episode.
All right.
So social media has announced, or various multiple social media has announced that Adidas has now became number two best-selling sneaker company in North America or US, I believe,
for sports retail.
Yeah,
how I read it.
Yeah. Anyway, my point is not the fact. My point is that a little like back and forth commenting with Sean Collar.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And some jokes that Chris brought towards me just made me want to clarify something. Who cares what you like? Who cares who is best to you? What matter is, do you love what you wear for what it is? And do you allow yourself that much more brain space to appreciate more stuff and embrace the fact that sneakers are just amazing for what they bring you and not what they look through the eyes of others, right? So Adidas has gone number two. Wow, that's amazing. Like, I'm super happy for my brand. That's a big celebration piece for us. Success. But in the end, to each their own time to succeed, to be successful. And I'm happy about this. But at the same time, like, Nike heads, don't be pissed. Jordan heads, don't be pissed. Basketball heads, don't be pissed. Because it's like, it's just a revolving thing. And what matters in the end is just like whatever you like, right?
Yep.
Tomato talk.
Yeah, tomato talk. Like I heard you mention it last week, And it's just like, it's easy to get in those conversations where like someone thinks that they're better than someone else. But in the end, like, for example, for myself, like, I'll still like, I love your Kobe's. I love the Air Max. I love the Concords and the Space Jams and the whatnot. I'll appreciate it. I'm not going to wear it, but I still appreciate it. And it's not a matter of like who's best. It's a matter of like which tomatoes make you feel the best, you know? All right. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, because we had mentioned the, I said Sean Collard for Jordan is kind of like the equivalent of what Alex is to Adidas in Montreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in terms of expertise and like just collection. I'm pretty sure Sean Collard, his 90 to 95% of his collection is Jordan brand and right. such. So I'm like, oh, you're like two sides of a coin. And I'm like, I just texted our group chat and I said, hey, after the pod, Sean mentioned that he wanted to fight Alex.
Because
there could only be one.
Right?
And we're like, and Alex was like, no, no. He's like, he was all like, peace and love, yeah. peace and love. I go, no. I just made that up, dude.
Yeah, but anyway, because like, tons of people sent me this week and I was like, hey, it's cool. Like, it's amazing. It's a good news, but it, like, it's...
Yeah, it's cool. I get...
It's a celebration because we've come... The brand, like, I talk as if I'm the brand, but, like, Adidas has come a long way being recognized again in the streets, so it's an amazing celebration, but let's not forget that everyone has their own tastes, and in the end, it just matters, like, what you love to rock and what product talks to you the most, you know?
Mm.
If the product like makes you feel a certain way or tells you a specific story that belongs to your soul, well, soul, no pun, like it's gonna make you feel good, you know.
But why do you think Adidas was able to gain ground and surpass
storytelling?
Jordan? Storytelling.
Storytelling.
New stories or old stories? Because Jordan brand, out of most of the Nike product I find is most story based.
Still like, to this day?
Yeah.
So whatever like...
And in the same vein as... See, what Adidas has been doing is taking old product and renewing it, yeah. remixing it. So they're taking an old story and they're mm-hmm. revamping it or retelling it, reminding the people. Jordan brand, that's basically what they're doing in terms of the retro line from 1 to, I don't know, 23.
Right.
Right. Past 23, it's a bit wonky. Everything 1 to 23 has been story because every shoe from Jordan brand has been because can be related to a specific moment of his career.
Right.
So.
But that can only come back so many times, right?
Well,
whereas
it's like, the same for Adidas.
I know, you but it's not, it has not been that many times already. Mm. Yeah. That's how I feel like, and you guys can probably tell me if I'm wrong, but like Royals and Bread and like how many times that shoe has come back?
Have they rehashed
right?
the story you're telling?
Okay. Yeah. Whereas like, man, let's just take whatever stories. Climacool.
Yeah.
Climacool is like 2001, 2002, and now 15, 16 years later, it's time to bring it. 15 years later, it's time to bring it back, and now Climacool is like is now a staple in the street. While in 2002, it was like an Olympic story. So it was like sports related. And now it's like we relay that Los Angeles fashion and approach to breathable light shoes, easy to rock and stuff like that. And it goes like, I feel like it goes the same for like campus and superstars, but also for EQTs, like taking like equipment, specialty shoes and tearing it down to a modernized and more aggressive silhouettes and like fits to today's fashion. Everything's modern, everything's sleek, everything's narrowed down, everything's more precise. But you still get that same feeling of precision that you got in equipment in the 90s to today's era of modern technologies and more aggressive.
So you're saying, is it because Adidas was more patient in their, like they waited? They waited, and then they found the right moment to say, now it's time for us to bring shit back.
I guess so. I guess it's a revolving thing, right? Like, whatever is coming out now is kind of following, like, what happened after, like, Zedek. We spoke about this 2 weeks ago, but, like, the logical steps of like going through their back catalogs and remodeling to today's eras is slowly going over the previous story. So ZX, then EQT, and then who? What's next? We're about to find out, type of deal.
So the way you're, so the way Jordan Brand, so I asked some questions to you, but there I had answers to my own questions, and I just wanted to see what you had too in terms of your perspective of Jordan Brand. I do find that they have been retelling the same stories over and over, and at a certain point they pushed out way too many product and too often, so that, like, I don't know, bread ones, by the way, Sean called it bread ones. If they come back and you miss out, you're just going to say, well, I'll just wait 3 more years and it'll come back out again, right? And so I'm not that panicked. And I think they've used up the retelling of the stories a bit too much, and that people are like, well, I can just wait now. I don't need to know, hear the same story over and over and again.
So let's just take a stupid example. So I bought a shoe in 2014. It's called the Temper Run, right? Posted a photo of this shoe 2 weeks ago, and it just so happens that the new Wave Runner by Kanye kind of has inspiration of this shoe. Everyone's like commenting on my picture, gets tons of attention. Everyone's like, wow, what is this shoe? Looks fire. 2014, everyone was making fun of me at the store because I bought that shoe, and all my staff was like, why would you buy this ugly, like, chunky running shoe? And I was like, because it's fire. I wore the shoe, no one was giving attention to this. Everyone was like, it's bullshit. No. And now, to this day, it's recent. It's like, it feels like it belongs to 2017, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's commenting, oh my God, went on eBay, they're nowhere to be found, the prices are not good, people are messaging me, where can I buy those, and can I, So it's like, it's timeless, and, it, and people are like hanging. They're like, when are we going to be able to get that again, right? But it's not happening, and no one knows because it's uncertain. Whereas, like, just like you said, for the Jordan Brand, you miss out, you snooze.
I'll just wait.
It's fine, you know? And kind of Adidas is creating that mystique of, like, just like, so for me, in love with ZX, ZX tattooed all over my body. I have tons of ZX at home. All of a sudden, guess what? Adidas is taking ZX away from me. And I'm like, what? Well, I've been loving ZX for so long. When is my ZX going to come back?
Yeah.
And I'm still hanging, you know? So the story is a bit, kind of missing, because those products has been, they've been like in production for so long, and like in the 2000s through 2014, they've been out, and now ZX is gone. What do I do? I don't know. From 1983, I guess, to 2000, was it a thing that was like official that ZX was not gonna come back? And then when it came back, did they tell themselves in 2014, 14 years, we're going to stop production? And then all of a sudden they disappear. Like, I don't know. For me, that mystique of like, I can wait or I cannot wait does not exist. Mm-hmm. And for me, it increases the
desirability.
The desire of you to grab right away, because you don't know when it's going to come back, right? And especially those like statement sneakers, like consortium collaborations. You definitely know they're not going to come back.
Okay. Yes.
So you have a lot of that that's like, psh, like quick cup. If you don't cup, you lose, because you're going to have to pay that extra price to get it. Or
so the way that Adidas has been taking like the old pieces of older models and remixing them into new things is a point that I think we will discuss next with our special guest that's going to come on, because he mentioned something to me this week.
Nice.
And I was like, whoa. And I think it ties in perfectly into what we just spoke about. Nice. All right? Nice. Hold on. Let's get him on the phone.
New phone. Who dis?
There he is. Calby is on the phone, a.k.a. Just Calby on Instagram. Calby, what's going on, bro?
I'm chilling, man. What's up with you guys?
Yo, I think we've missed Calby on the podcast. He's like the unofficial sixth member of the podcast.
Yes.
We're gonna drop his name like at least two times per podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. Name drop.
You make me blush every time you do.
Oh. Calby, what'd you wear on feet today, my dude?
I wore some triple back New Balance 840s.
Woo! Pew.
You know what that is? Those are my work shoes. Grandpa style.
Nice. Nothing else? You got home and just took those off?
Yeah, I got home and I hooked up my phone to talk to y'all.
Oh, nice. You're so sweet.
Are those like Monarchs?
Yeah, something
like
that.
In the New Balance world?
Yeah.
The equivalent to a Monarch?
Dude, there's a New Balance store in Montreal that relocated. And since they're opening, I think one of the employees decided to create a New Balance Montreal IG account.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yo, they need our photo help. So I reached out to them and I said, hey, do you guys want people to take sneaker photos? And not for getting paid or anything. I would just like them to have nice photos to post, man. And like we're eager to shoot for whatever reason. So I reached out to them, but they didn't answer. I don't think they figured out the IG thing yet.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Don't know how to work the DMs.
Yeah, no. I was like, check inbox, man.
Request. Maybe we could talk about a little bit why we have Calby on the podcast this episode.
So right before we give you a call, Cal, Alex and I, we were talking back and forth about like Jordan and Adidas, how Adidas overtook Jordan in terms of sales for blah, blah, blah. And we're talking about how Adidas has been remixing old models, like taking old models and taking pieces of them and making them newer with like better tech and everything. And then it reminded me of something you mentioned to me about, remember the Jordan 30 and the Jordan, sorry, starting from Jordan 31 and then just lately the Jordan 32.
Yes, sir.
So what did you tell me about those shoes?
Well, I don't know. Other people might have noticed it beforehand, but I noticed it with the 2. Once the 32 came out looking like the 2, I thought back and the 31's got the high leather collar around the heel. It's got the Nike swoosh, so I'm thinking that they're doing starting from 1, 2, 3 and going through again.
Hmm. So it's like the 31 is like nods to the Jordan 1, because they even called it the band, right? The band colorway.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And now exactly. The 32 nods to the 2 with the back spine and everything. And then Cal was like, yo, can you imagine the 33, what it's going to look like?
Yeah. Yo, I'm so stoked. The 33 and 34, both of those I want to see.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Jordan heads, it gets you guys excited?
Well, I think it's in terms of what part, if they, and it looks like they're doing this.
Which element of it?
Which element of the Jordan 3, which is, I think, very high on the list of favorite Jordans to a lot of people. What elements of the 3, the Jordan 3, are they going to incorporate in the 33?
Mm.
Do you have any thoughts about that, Calby? Do you, any ideas of what they may use from a 3 on the 33?
What you want to see?
For me, I like the mid cut on it, the lower cut. So I'm hoping it stays with that. I would like to see a big tongue on it. I think the tongue on the 3 is real nice. So if they put like a nice tongue on the front, and you got to have elephant print on there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
So that, and then you said the Jordan 4 as well for the 34. If they do it, I think what the netting, right? That net side.
Yeah. The clips on the side, whatever
the clips,
you want to call
like
those
weird eyelets, those high up eyelets,
possibly the back tab,
definitely. Yeah,
they're just gonna remove the air bubble and put tech in that shit for the 3 and the 4, 33 and 34.
But they remixed the 31. It's only after Cal mentioned it, and I apologize if this is like a known fact to like Jordan heads or anything, but when he mentioned this whole thing that the 31 is the 1 and the 32 is the 3, I went back to look at pictures of the 31. I'm like, yeah, this is basically like a Jordan 1, but like very more sporty, like
bulky.
Yeah, it looked, it really looked, I think we mentioned it, it looked like the Alpha 1. Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember that one.
I do. It's fucking whack.
Yeah.
Not me.
Sorry.
The Alpha one with the like the perforation on it.
It had like perforated toe box a bit more, yeah. And it was made for performance in quotation marks, in off-white quotation marks.
It was really round. No air.
So, yeah. So that was the one thing. Yeah, that's why I find like the formula that Adidas is using now, I think Jordan is like, yo, maybe we are using the old stories way too much. Because how many times, Cal, have they retroed the bread one, the white cement with the Nike Air on it? And it's like they've done it too many times now. It's not special anymore. So now they're figuring out the Adidas formula where they're taking elements from old sneakers and adding new shit to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I think it could be dope, but, you know, you got to do it right.
And I think this whole mention of Jordan 1 makes me think of what, and since we have Cal here on the line, what happened this past week on Instagram?
And MJ Monday.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Everybody wants to be like Chloe.
I come back from the beach. I'm in my room, get some Wi-Fi, and I'm like, damn, shit's going crazy over here.
So Chloe's being mentioned in all these Instagram posts, all because Calby decided to do one thing.
Oh, it's Calby who started it?
Calby started it.
Yeah. I took the shot, and I thought it reminded me of Chloe's on the floor, like Jordan 1 shot, so I had to put it in.
Nice.
So Chloe has a specific style of shooting. I think we all recognize that.
Yeah.
And his floor work is impeccable. As evidenced by his like frequent appearances on Jordan 1 Club.
You know what's awesome is we kind of did the same thing last year around the same time. Maybe a little
winter.
Bit later.
It was winter. And I think Calby started it as well.
So everyone felt like Calby.
Let's backtrack to the beginning so the listeners know exactly what we're talking about. Calby, what did you start by doing? You posted a Yeezy shot.
Yeah, and
I think the first one was Doggy. You posted.
It was me.
You
posted? I feel like Chris Chu.
Oh,
yes, it was me.
Oh, you did it.
I had my coat, my long coat, wool coat.
Okay.
And I was wearing my Yeezys in the snow, just like you. So I posted it, and I said, "I feel like Christopher Chu."
Oh, like yes. I feel like Pablo, but you said I feel like Christopher Chu. Okay, from there,
that makes sense.
I was like, "Yo," I posted a Yeezy pic that I had in bank, and I was like. Yo, I feel like Tsuji Cypherson. And then so at first it was just between me and you, and I think Cal jumped in, right?
Yeah.
And then
I got in as quick as I could.
Yeah. You posted a Yeezy shot as well, and then you said, "I feel like Christopher Chu
and Tsuji Cypherson."
And we were like, "Oh, here we go."
And then it
just
grew.
Yeah. Like I think Doggy got into it. L Doggy got
Sid,
it. Cherry, Mike,
yeah,
Sid,
exactly.
Mike.
Yeah.
Everyone that had Yeezys started posting photos of their Yeezys, and the list of name tags just kept growing and growing and growing.
The caption got so long.
But then it happened again this week, and guess who shut the door down?
Yeah. So it started with Cal nodding to Chloe. Chloe was on a trip, so he didn't know what was going on. Cal posts a shot very in the style of how Chloe shoots, and he like, "I want to be like Chloe," which is like a nod to, "I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Chloe." And then I saw it pop up on my feed, and this is what happened to me. I see it pop up on my feed. I'm like, and at first I thought it was Chloe posting. I was like, "What is he doing posting photos while he's on a trip?" And I said, "Oh shit, it's Calby." And I read the caption. And I'm like, "Oh my God.
It's happening again.
And I was 5 minutes from heading out to pick up the kids.
No way.
At school. And I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the time. I'm like, "I can do it. I run to my shoe closet and I grab, I look at which Jordans can I do? Which Jordans can I do? And I grab like a box or two of Jordan 1s. And then I'm in my living room and I'm looking on the floor because Chloe likes this, those sunbeams, yeah. right?
Yeah,
exactly. Sunbeams coming through the window, hitting the floor. And I'm looking for a sunbeam, but at our time, it was like 4 p.m., 5 p.m.
Done.
Almost done. I find one beam of light, man. One beam hitting the wall, our white wall reflecting onto the floor. I go, oh my God. I push the table out of the way. I throw the box on the floor. And I try to hit it. And then I'm like, okay, I think I got something. And then I bounce and I go pick up the kids. I was like, oh man. And I wanted to get my post out because I'm like, if this works, it's going to start a whole new
another wave
Jordanception, like we did the Yayception. Yeah. And bro, I hit it and then who is next?
Probably
Jonathan Kimbrough came through, man. Yo,
that shot was nice. It was really nice. I didn't even know it was his at first. I was like, who's this? And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah,
Kimbrough killed it.
It was so good. He put Royal pairs, one. Yeah. No, he had two pairs. Royal ones and bread ones. But it was so the elements that we needed were a shoe box.
Shoe in a box.
What
box
else?
Lids.
Box lids and
floor
and a light beam.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Slight darkness. And Kimbrough hit all those elements, man. And it was so sharp.
Super sharp.
And then you mentioned someone shutting the door on.
And then Sean Go came with this like 10 stack of boxes. And I was like, well, I guess this is it.
Yeah, Sean Go just fucking.
End of story.
He posted all his Jordan 1s. I don't know how he stacked them. How does that even logistically stand up?
Must have stacked them on other boxes or something. Yeah, that's what my thought like a was.
Pyramid. All his Jordan 1 boxes.
And all of them were sharp.
All of them were sharp.
Razor blade
and
sharp.
And he had like all the elements.
That was a sick shot.
Yeah. Darkness, all his Jordan 1s. And he decided to tag like 2/3 of the population of Toronto or something. In his caption. He was like, what the frick? Yeah. And that was good. And then his shot got reposted by everyone.
Of course.
Complex sneakers. Jordan 1 Club. Wow. Within minutes, Jordan 1 Club. Boop. Reposted.
He tagged everybody on the post just to let them know, like, it's over.
Yeah. Don't even try none.
Don't anyone else get involved.
Hail to the kings. I was considering shutting you guys down with an Adidas shot. But I just decided to step out because I didn't want to put anyone into shame. So I just figured it was humble decision to step out.
Fuck, I got to my room. I see all these posts. I'm like, shit, I got no box. Sun. I got a white floor. My camera's in the next room. What the fuck? So I took an iPhone shot.
Oh, great.
And I edited the shit out of it to make it look like it was dark. And I, instead of a Nike box, I used my luggage.
Nice.
Yeah. It was so good. It was
good. It was so good. I howled when I saw that.
Yeah.
But honestly, that day made me go out and I just like, I'm waiting on eBay to deliver a pair of Jordan 1s to me. Because that day inspired me so much. I went and got another pair.
What'd you get?
The Dave Whites.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And the Cal was like, yo, this whole thing made me want to get another pair of Jordans. And we started discussing on like what he should get. And he's like, I really like the Dave Whites. I go, that's like the perfect Calby Jordan 1 shoe. Mm-hmm. Like I totally see him shooting the Dave Whites. And like him at that matching all his fits and shit.
It's a dope shoe.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The box is going to be huge.
All right.
Yeah. It's not going to match your other boxes.
Oh, great.
But it's these little, you know, when you get tired of social media, when you get tired of like the shooting, when you get tired of like all the drama that surrounds like sneakers and shit like that, it's these little game back and forth things that we do within our friends, within our crew that makes me like, this is why I'm on Instagram.
This is a community. Yeah. This is what a community means. I don't know if I was talking to you about this.
Yeah.
Kind of a conversation I had with my friend Paul in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like the whole like concept of community is a bit weird for me. It's a word that I don't like to use, but for me, community is more like a group of friends, and like friends that are looking out for each other, doing stuff to help and like make everyone feel good, like little things like this.
Yeah. Like absolutely.
This was good. Like this was great. I was not a part of this, but this was great.
Yeah, we made it. It was specifically to shut you out, man. No.
I don't deserve to be in the gang.
We should do this weekly.
That's real talk, though. Like, I haven't had that much fun on the gram for a minute. Like, I fully enjoyed it.
Dope.
And it doesn't take like, no one organized anything. No one planned anything.
It's organic.
Organic. Organic. Totally organic. And totally, like, it didn't take me, hey Chloe, we're gonna do something, are you okay with it? No, it just happened. And it wasn't like, yo, Kimbro, get a shot done and post it, okay? Nothing was said. It just naturally happens. People just saw what was going on and says, I just want to get involved, and just it just grew, and yeah, that's what I like.
It's fuego.
Yeah, so we should do it a weekly thing.
Yeah,
like Chloe,
I know what I'm doing next week.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Just wait for Tuesday, please.
Wait for Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah.
I tuned in, too, and Mike has a shot, like, the next day of some Jordan 1s on the ground, and I was like, where was this yesterday?
I know. I couldn't find my boxes. That's why.
That's funny. Wham.
Yeah. Next week.
Wow.
Right on.
It's good, yeah.
Good fun.
Yeah, so since we have you on the phone, Cal, we should start planning a
trip to Calgary.
Our next
installment of the Bragg Summit.
The Bragg Summit, yeah. The next Bragg Summit. Where is it gonna be? Who's gonna what's the theme, you know?
I gotta try to get out there and watch a Blue Jays game, so I'm trying to get out to Toronto as soon as I can.
Hit me up, yo. I got the plug.
I'm 100% in for that.
Yeah, we could definitely do Toronto. Toronto's like,
easy road trip.
Yeah. Oh, yo, can I ask your opinion, Prairie Boys? What do you think about livestock opening in Winnipeg?
I don't go to Winnipeg, man. I've been there once, like 10 years ago. I've never been back. I don't know anyone from Winnipeg, really, so I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm sure there's a good reason
for
that.
Do you feel like it's gonna be successful?
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully,
I've, you know, they're livestock, man. They're the staple.
They know their stuff. Yeah.
So
it's cool that they're connecting Canada. Like now that they're like, they have something in between,
in the middle,
to connect Vancouver and Toronto. It's really cool.
Do you think that? Go ahead, Cal.
I was just gonna say, did you know they had one in Calgary before?
No, really?
Yeah, man. They opened it right in the recession. Feels like it was here for 2 weeks, man. I literally walked in the door twice, and then all of a sudden it was closed down.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Damn.
Nah, that was terrible.
Maybe they're regretting it now, man.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hopefully they come back, man. But
awesome. I was going to say, do you think that Winnipeg has the communities to sustain such a shop?
That's why I was saying that I don't really know, like, the scene in Winnipeg. Like, that's why I was mentioning that, because I honestly don't have any idea, like, at all.
I did. I think I've interacted with some Winnipeg guys on their Facebook group. They seem pretty, like, tight-knit-ish. And they had a thing where they were prepping a sneaker show in Winnipeg. And what they did on the Facebook group is they shut down transactions for a while.
Oh.
So they said for like the next 2 weeks, there's no transacting on the group to help the success of the sneaker show. And I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
Like, it wasn't done in a way where, because I didn't pay attention much. I just posted a shooter for sale and they took it down, but they messaged me personally. They're like, hey, Chris, just so you know what's going on, we're just stopping any transactions on the site. Until the sneaker show passes, so that's why we deleted your thing, but it's not like
it wasn't aggressive
or anything. Cool. I was like, oh, that's totally a great idea. So I was like in full support of it.
Nice.
And I like that they were able to like band together to do things like this, you know.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah. So that's not bad.
Good way to bring everyone together.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, they got Andy Oliver out there, and that guy could have a sneaker show of his own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you guys don't know who Andy Oliver is, I think he's like a, I don't know much about him, but I do know that he gets a lot of inside info. Is that right, Cal?
Yeah, and like, I don't know, I don't really know him personally or anything like that, but from what I gather, he did something, he does some IT thing or something for some of the sites and stuff. Like, I know that's why Kith, he's on like the friends and family of Kith and stuff, because he did Spotify, I think.
Okay.
There's
Shopify.
Shopify. Yeah. Shopify. That's the one.
Spotify is where I have my mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping soon.
Yeah. Anyways. Well,
good luck to Livestock.
No, yeah. Totally. It's super totally. Cool. Next ending, man. It's really, really dope.
It's really cool that they're bringing it out to somewhere where you don't really hear a lot of, you know, sneaker stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, now we just need a plug in Winnipeg.
Go Jets.
Pew, 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 pew. Hey, how you been, fam? Yeah.
Cal, do you have any new pickups since the last time we talked to you? You're like, do you have time?
Yeah, a few. But
anything that really stands out?
I got salmon toes, man.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. That like shut me down for a minute, and I just didn't care about anything and just would sit in my room and look at them for like a week.
My man.
No, I'm not even kidding at all, man. The wifey will tell you I had them like sitting beside me at the dinner table.
In a high chair.
Yeah, for real.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that
only
blew
you,
my mind.
Man. Only you.
Shout out to Luke Tiggs, man, on Instagram. Luke Tiggs, my man in Edmonton.
Nice.
No, shout out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if Luke Tigg wants people to know, but Luke Tiggs is not his real name. But Calvi told me that his he chose Luke Tiggs because that's the name he gives at Starbucks, because his real name, they always fuck it up.
Yep.
I go, yeah, that's why he's cool, because he's using his Starbucks name.
That's a cool name, though.
Yeah.
That is a good Starbucks name.
I might see him in a couple weeks here. Edmonton's got their Soul Good 4, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Convention. So
Definitely.
Seeing, I might head up there. We'll see what happens.
Cool. Let's mention this. So Edmonton has their a sneaker show. They call it Soul Good, and this is the fourth installment of it.
Nice.
Yeah, and from what I understand, a lot of like the local vendors get involved and like promote it and everything.
That's
so
cool.
It seems like it works like super. You've been to it before?
Cal? Yeah, I've been twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was cool, man. Like, it was all like good looks, and yeah, I enjoyed it both times.
Nice.
So shout out to the guys that organized Soul Good. I think one of them reached out to me. We're going to probably post a little something on Brag Affair to just to help promote.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Dope.
So good luck to them. All right. Cal, I know you didn't have supper yet.
Yes, sir.
So we'll leave you to it.
But
thanks for joining us, bro.
Yo, thanks for having me, man. Like, much love to you guys out there.
And honestly,
much love
like,
to you, man.
All the text messages that go like that we have like between me and Cal, me, Cal and Kimbro on our Brag Affair chat, it should all be part of the podcast because we talk so much shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, hey, yo, by the way, Kimbro showed up in Toronto to a meetup.
Yeah.
Adidas meetup wearing Nikes. No, I don't blame him. He was coming back from like an event at the Jays. And I was it's all good. Okay.
Great cool. Excuse.
So shout out to Kimbro for showing up, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doggy got a flat, couldn't make it.
Oh, no. Shit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all those trips to Montreal.
Had to say it.
So, if you guys want to follow Kimbro, his real name is not Kimbro. It's Jonathan Kim.
Jonathan Kim.
Juanathan.
Je
suis Juanathan. I am at I am Jonathan Kim. And Calby, yeah. Where can people find you?
Oh, what the hell did I just do here? Can you guys still see me?
Yeah.
They can find me at Just Calby, JustKalby.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Yo, it was great seeing you, and it's great seeing that pretty face.
Yeah.
Oh, yo.
McGregor looking good.
Yo, I get that so much. You don't even know.
Sexy
people
guy.
People will be like, hey, you know who you look like? And I'll be like, McGregor.
Yeah, I bet I can beat your ass up.
But you only win. That's the thing.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. That's why I haven't stepped in the boxing ring, because I might lose.
Dude, you should do it for Halloween. Just do all the tattoos.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Just walk around topless.
You gotta do a couple of sit-ups and you're good, man.
Yo, I think Chloe just wants to see you topless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check your DM, Chloe.
It's happening. Yo, Calby, thank you so much for being on the podcast, man. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to have you back.
Yeah, man. We're due, bro.
Can't wait to see you guys, man.
We're due for Schwartz.
Oh, yeah.
Yo. Most def. Most
see you,
def.
Fam.
All right, yo.
Later,
all
brother.
Right, later.
Peace.
Much love.
Peace.
Bye.
I heard this place is one of the best barbecue spots. Yeah, they only have one item on the menu, I think, here. Yes. It's just Calby and the one marinade.
Yeah.
It's just Calby. It's just Calby. It's just Calby.
Yo, love having Calby on the podcast. I cannot wait for him to come back. It's always good. So if you didn't hear, make sure you go follow him on Instagram at justcalby. Yeah. Boys, what'd you think?
I love Calby because he's... It just puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, he does. It's that laugh.
Bromance.
Yeah. He's the bro.
It's that laugh. So maybe we can get into a little bit of what Alex and Chloe have been up to. Chloe, you went away, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be here tonight. I went to Dominican on Saturday morning with the fam. And we were living it up over there. We're at a resort. And this bitch Maria started to fucking go buck wild.
This bitch.
Yeah. She went from T1 to T5. So Air Canada said, get the fuck out, go back home. So we took a plane and I got back last night. And it was a pretty crazy day yesterday.
Last night, which was Tuesday.
Which was Tuesday.
Tuesday night, yeah.
So you had been there for 2 days and a half-ish?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was awesome, man. We're really living it up. But shit happens. Everybody's safe. The kids are safe. And
how's Maria?
I don't know. She's fucking shit up. She's fucking shit up in Puerto Rico, and
she's probably 19-year-old. That's the age to fuck shit up.
And anyways, hope everybody's safe.
Yeah,
hope
for sure.
Doesn't get too crazy. That's crazy. But that was cool. Kids are back. Can't complain. Everybody's healthy.
Yeah.
But
he'll go back on vacation anytime soon, for sure.
Yeah, we'll see what Air Canada does, how they handle the whole situation, and we'll take it from there. But sucks. Couldn't finish out the vacay.
You had some good, I think, IG stories, or maybe was this pictures you were sending to us? Yeah.
No, I was storing it up here and there whenever I could, and I would have liked to have taken more shoe pics. But the first 2 days with the kids was crazy. They just wanted to go buck wild.
Oh, for sure.
And I was kind of hoping that in the days to come, they would be so tired that they would need to nap and like during the day. Mm-hmm. And then that would be my time to sneak out and take some more shoe shots. But we didn't get that far.
But you threw down like, I think, 3?
Yeah. Yeah. So those shots were taken during my... I had this deal with Jen that when we go on vacay, I need to have some cappuccino time.
Oh.
So my cappuccino time's cappuccino, my camera, and my shoes. And I just go off and take a shot. So I get like 5 minutes every day.
You drink fast.
Nice. I sip on that shit. And I took a couple of shots. I would have liked to have brought the tripod out and taken some different stuff. I was like really like eyeing some spots and whatnot. It's really bright over there. Everything's just marble, right?
Oh,
white
yeah.
marble. So, yeah, I shot whenever I could. I would have liked to have, you know, brought some shoes to the beach and shit. Shot some shit over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I brought some serious heat over there.
What'd you bring with you?
I brought a pair of Yeezys, Zebras, brought a pair of Goddess Flyknit racers and Jordan 1 Midnight Navies.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. I tried to do a shot in my room with like them lined up and shit. Didn't really work out. Wasn't bright enough. Didn't have some good lighting. Yeah.
But I saw you had like a was there a theme to your rotation? It was all like all white shoes or something?
No, how did it come up about? It went with the outfits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Straight out with the outfits. Zebras was for pretty much breakfast. Breakfast and traveling. Goddess was more for restos, like with the clean shirts and whatnot. And the Jordans was just like filler. Just like
good.
One or two breakfasts or buffets.
Every shoe had a role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's a good approach.
Yeah.
I would have brought two other more pairs, but kids took a lot of space.
Luggage room, man.
Like each luggage had to be
50 pounds.
Yeah, 50 pounds. 55 pounds. And I think with three luggages, I was at maybe 6 pounds under. It was really tight.
Wow. But nice. See, all your kids pay for that. You buy seats for your kids.
Yeah.
So technically, they're allowed a luggage as well.
I could have brought another one. Yeah. But imagine my wife with a carry-on, two kids, and me pushing around three luggages.
No,
jacked, but not that jacked.
You're two luggage jacked, not three luggage jacked.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Say the least.
Yo.
Got us a bit worried,
like,
yo.
Real worry when, that T1 became a T5.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, was it Tuesday night? We were out, we hit a a la carte, and then the kids didn't eat so well at the a la carte, so we went to the buffet after, right? So I'm taking care of the kids. I put my head up, and I just see my cousin on his phone and my wife on her phone, and they're just, like, going at it, like, getting all this info, and I'm like, oh, this is not a good sign. This is not a good sign.
So many weather notifications.
Yeah.
Red letter.
Yeah. Now, for the people that don't know who Maria is, Maria is a tropical storm that turned into a hurricane, and I just feel like South America and everywhere is just in the Caribbean is just getting blasted with hurricanes right now.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
and what's unbelievable is how calm everybody is over there.
Mm-hmm.
The locals. I was like, whoa. You guys don't want to come down to Montreal or
come hang out?
Like
an extra room?
And I think
strong people.
Yeah, it's like, oh, ain't no thing. Shit happens.
It's crazy to see what we worry about here, like in say in Montreal, and then you go down there and people have like no worries almost, or they just like the way they live is just they're just so happy with everything they have.
Yeah.
Well, it's like.
You know it's about it could happen, right? So you're just like you have to kind of like put up with it, I guess, or it's part of the culture
life.
Hope everyone's okay.
Thoughts
go out to
Mother Nature has been going buck wild too. Yeah. So hope everyone's okay.
No, shit.
Sending good vibes to everyone.
Most def. Everyone be safe.
Yeah, exactly.
So and Alex, you also just came back.
Yeah, from a game-changing trip. I was traveling to Toronto last week, spent 5 days in the six with my boys, and it was Adidas Canada's managers conference. So all the managers regrouped in Toronto for a week. Spent some amazing time over there working on some manager stuff, and more major for me was to spend time with my man Paul from Vancouver, IBS Negative on Instagram, Paul, and my man Brian from Toronto Originals at Below the Belt on Instagram. It's cool to be like with the two other counterparts of Originals in Canada, two amazing guys, two amazing leaders, lovers of the brand, amazing dudes. I was supposed to actually chop up an extra laces episode with Paul, but
then we were just like so caught up in this whole like sneaker and then work thing that like it actually never happened. So then the next day, the final day that we were all like, all the managers were gone except for a couple of us. We tried again, didn't happen. It's too busy, too weird, too blah, blah, blah. So just to kind of get at people like an idea of like what I was kind of going through, I did hear, seeing some of the stuff that's coming out in the next seasons. That's the more like product side of things where the listeners might kind of be more excited about. And I did spend some time like talking about my store with the people from head office. So there's like cool insights about what's going on for Canadian original store. So if you're from Canada, you're in a key city, you're in a fashion city like Toronto, Montreal, or Vancouver, do get excited because it's getting really exciting. But definitely another game-changing trip for me. And I'm saying this as I'm about to fly out tomorrow morning for another trip, but this trip was definitely a good experience and a game-changing experience for me. Totally.
It's cool to have, I don't know if you feel the same way, these work trips back-to-back kind of. I know you've been in Montreal for a couple of days, but yeah. One trip, rest in Montreal a bit, recharge, and then boom, another trip.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that they're bunched up together, so you're always in the same type of mode.
Yes.
Right? You never come back down, you stay up. And then you can like, you've already used to the traveling. So you're like, your body's like used to, okay, let's hit the road again.
Well, you know, like your little like cosmetic bags when you're traveling.
Oh yeah.
It's still in already my, packed. It's already packed. Like, and I basically like built my rotation according to somewhat what I brought last week. Right. So like, I just like flipped it a bit and okay, boom. And I knew right away what to pick for my clothes and stuff like that. Just different climate. And boom, I was ready to go.
You technically can wear the bring the same rotation over, because the people that are going to be in LA are not the same people in Toronto.
No, but it's for myself.
Gotcha.
And there's some photo opportunities out there that I didn't have in Toronto, and the Toronto trip was not the same purpose as LA. So I'm trying to switch things up, make things interesting, make it more suited to hopefully what LA represents. And
But I know we mentioned before your trip what you were thinking of bringing. Maybe you can confirm what you did bring over
there.
Okay,
so I needed one travel shoe. We agreed on Yeezy Zebras. So not only the Flex, but just like the Yeezy is an easy shoe to wear. Mm-hmm. Sock feel, really comfy, boost soles, prime knit upper. The travel is the best. So fly in, fly out in my Zebras, that's for sure. It's a 5-day trip, so I brought 5 shoes. What are you laughing at?
Yeah. Gangster, man.
Yeah, bro. I got room, so I'm good. And there's room for one more pair if I need to bring one back, including the box. 2 more with 2 boxes undone if I really needed to. Whatchamacallit? I decided to break out an old love of mine, LA trainers, because it's Los Angeles. So I'm bringing, I don't know if that's like clingy, but it's just like, it felt right.
Like cheesy to bring LA trainer.
But I feel like this is just right to break them out. I'm going to force myself to like suit them to my style and such. And like, it's
a special shoe, man.
I know it is. It's a, and the OG colorway, you can't beat them. No. It's like blue and then the plugs and stuff like that. So cool. Also bringing my Inikis green colorway. It was a part of my rotation last week in Toronto, but I didn't get to shoot them because shit was too busy. And I just love them so much. Forest green is my color.
Did you consider bringing the flagship Iniki?
No, because it traveled already.
Gotcha.
And it was captured.
Okay.
And it was all captured. Right. So like, I'm still like, and listen, I had 5 days to shoot this shoe and I didn't. The Iniki, green one. Yeah. So like, I was like, okay, like I really need to bring it because I need to figure out where to shoot the shoe. So I'm bringing forest green Inikis, gum sole, super dope. I'm excited about that. Also bringing out Los Angeles inspired collection sneaker, the Climacool Aqua colorway. So the ZX 8000 Aqua OG colorway put on a Climacool. I've had two non-on feet shots of this shoe. So I'm trying to get an on foot shot in LA of this shoe, palm tree, stuff like that. You guys will see it happen. I have ideas. Like, it's already in my head. And then last but not least, I'm bringing an EQT cushion OG because I've been wearing my ADV, the class of 1991, last week in Toronto. So I decided to bring out the OG of this one for my LA trip. And yeah, so I have a good balance of like hype, sleek, chunky, OG. Yeah, so it's like it's up and down. The only thing that I didn't bring in that I don't know if I'm going to regret is like a go-to clean shoe, like a triple black Stan Smith or something like that, if in case I go out. Or but I guess like the Iniki is gonna do for that.
Yeah,
because like it's kind of sleek, clean. It's yeah, it's clean, it looks good, and it's like it goes fine with denim and stuff like that. BTW, I picked up my hemmed denim from the seamstress.
Nice. Ooh,
Chloe's got me the seamstress the plug.
Yeah, I got the same plug.
Yo. And this girl
on point.
This lady, yeah, it's on point. Like I gave her one, she made me try one pant, and she took one measurement, and I was like, "Do you want me to try on the other ones?" She's like, "No, that's all I need." 4 days later, she calls me. Boom, done.
Yeah,
and my pants are all the same now. Like, cool. I can roll them up. They have a nice hem fit.
Nice.
Nice. And she's, I can great. Pin roll them. Yeah, she's amazing. So shout out to you. You're not listening, but shout out to you because you're amazing. So yeah, so building that rotation for LA was also like quite a challenge, but I just decided to, as I said, OG, retro, hype, go to clean, like, you know, like kind of like creating that balance.
You got it all covered.
I got it all covered. And then tons of shorts, a couple bathing suits, some AQT slides in there. And then two sweaters, a couple shirts, tank tops, I'm done.
Both. If you wanted something black for at night or whatever, you could switch out your zebras for a black pair of
Yeezys. Black and red?
Bread?
Yeah.
I brought bread last week.
Oh. Yeah. Gotcha. Sorry, didn't know.
If only they made more black Yeezys. If only.
Wink, wink. No, but yeah. No, totally, I agree. That was my... Blue Jays team building special night shoe last week. This week, I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm attending that's really cool? Adidas Originals throw these parties across the USA that are called the Do-Overs, where they have like different DJs and industry people attending. And the season finale is this Sunday in LA. And I'm going to attend with the people from Adidas LA Key City. Super excited about that.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, man, it's big. So I'm saying this kind of like low-key, but yeah, it's kind of big. So I'm super happy and really excited about that. So if you guys are lucky enough or just like timed enough, I guess, you'll listen to this on Saturday. You'll have figured out, if you watch my stories, that I'll be in LA since Thursday. And then hopefully you enjoy my stories until Monday once I get back home. But yeah, planning to shoot a lot, story a lot. Roam like home with Rogers, and
this Rome is not like a paid home. Advertisement. Yeah, I meant to say.
So and have up to Wex and for me.
You, tons of fun.
Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly what Chloe said. I hope you bump into Wex. I'll
figure it out, yo. Yeah.
Tell him to follow me.
Flex like Wex. Yeah, man.
Yeah, tell him we're big and fans.
No. Ask him for a selfie, but just take a picture of
shoe
your shoes.
Shot. That's it. Shoe selfie.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So that's it. Yeah,
that's exciting, bro.
So I've been flying because, like Chris said, it like it's cool that it's back to back because like. I flew back in from Toronto, went straight back home, saw my puppies, my love, and then the next day I woke up and I was like, whoa, I'm flying out in 5 days. Like,
yeah.
And 5 days is the span of my work trips normally, right? So like this week has been so busy that it feels like a work trip because I've started teaching again this week. So like there's been tons of stuff going on, and here I am. Boom. Tomorrow morning. Peace.
And they... I'm predicting that once you get back from this LA trip, you're going to be on this high.
Oh my
God.
You're
going to ride this high all the way. I don't know how long it's going to last you, but you're going to ride this wave.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
So this morning, today I mentioned that this morning I was in downtown Toronto wearing my NMDs R2, blah, blah. But I was actually visiting the construction site of my store. So for the people that are just kind of tuning in, you've missed out on a couple episodes, just to fill you in, I manage a store, Adidas Originals, downtown St. Catherine. My store is closed for 3-month renovation, which is extremely exciting. I've been going through so much learning about how things are going to be different. And this morning I went for the first time visiting the construction site. Holy crap, I'm hyped. Like, it's going to look so good. Everything's like stripped down, right? It's like construction field, but it's like it felt so good to be home, but in a space that has like so much potential. So not only that, but then I've just been learning so much. And I don't know if you guys remember my kind of vibe when I came back from New York. Like, my mind was blown. Mm-hmm. Like, my mind was like, I was running so fast in my mind. And like, it feels like exactly what you said, Chris. Like, when I'll be back, I'll be on a high for like at least a couple of weeks. And it's like, I'm going to run so fast, no one can catch me for sure.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's fuego. What up?
So I'll just travel talk and all what you guys brought on your trips and stuff. It brought me back to a picture I saw a couple of weeks ago. It's from a guy named Tristan Banning.
Nice.
If anyone doesn't know Tristan Banning, he and his partner, Holly, they founded this site called Sidewalk Hustle.
Yep.
Great blog. Awesome blog. And they have great content. And so I followed Tristan on IG, and he posted a picture about like his rotation, like what he was bringing on his trip. And it's just basically like his carry-on bag, and it's a pair of Zebras, Yeezy Zebras, the Bape NMDs, and a black toe AJ1. And I'm like, one, the photo is great, but also I'm like, wow, this three-shoe rotation covers, in my mind, tons of situations. I feel like it's a nicely done rotation, a well thought out type of rotation for a trip where you're not sure what you're going to encounter, but you can apply it to a lot of situations. So the same way you guys built your rotations for specific trips, now I'm going to ask you guys, and this might help the listeners that are like either planning a trip or even like on a day-to-day basis, how do you plan a rotation for unknown situations, but you're sure to cover all your bases? So without going buck wild, like let's say bringing 5 pairs of shoes on a five-day trip.
Shit.
Let's limit it to like 3, like our friend Tristan did. 3 pairs on a rotation that can cover tons of situations. So if you're having difficulties, just think of what's next to your front door at your homes. Normally, those are the pairs that you wear the most.
Yeah.
That you don't need to run back to your shoe closet or shoe room often. And those are your shoes are your go-tos on a daily basis. And I'm sure that you don't know. You probably encounter tons of situations. What's at the front? Or let's say, what would you consider your perfect rotation? And then for the listeners, the newcomers to the shoe game, they'll maybe figure out, okay, I need to buy something that covers this, buy something that covers that, and then boom, you're set.
So I was talking to other managers in my Adidas district last week before the trip, because I wanted to shoot with some fellow managers and stuff like that, so make it like a district thing.
Mm-hmm.
So on one of our like group conversations, I was like, hey guys, let me know what your rotation is. And some of them were like, rotation? I was like, yeah, what shoes are you bringing? And they were like, oh, well, I haven't thought about this. And I was like, okay, so here's what you're gonna do. You need one hype shoe, like one solid banger, like something that breaks neck.
Yeah,
you need one shoe that makes you feel really special, so one of your favorite shoe.
Okay.
And then you need a go-to.
Okay.
And that was my only requirement. And if you want to bring more, you bring more. And funny enough, everyone did, and the result was amazing.
So let's say 4 sneakers, okay?
Oh, 4.
I'm okay. This is what I like, the way you categorize them. One heat, one heater, one for yourself.
Yeah.
Right. One special to you, to properly represent yourself.
Right.
and then one that's your go-to, your daily beater, your daily banger, or whatever. And then the fourth one will be your backpack pair. The pair you carry in your backpack, where in any situation you need to switch out, this is the one you're going to go to.
So when I went to Dominican, I brought all of them in my backpack. Straight up.
And your carry-on?
Yeah.
That's the this is a smart man. Why? Because when you're dealing with like multiple people, like a family type thing, you don't want to be selfish and take up family space. So you carry it on in your own carry-on.
So my wife's like, in the carry-ons, we're just going to put like in case, like stuff in case we lose the luggage. So a dress shirt, your bathing suit, and whatnot. So I'm just like, bathing suit, shirt, pair of pants, two extra pairs of shoes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had tons of room for them.
Okay, good. But like, what's, would you have your, whoever has their go?
So for rotation, I think now after this trip, I will bring more fire. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to stunt, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like wear your fucking shoes now, right? Bring a pair of beaters. It usually would have been the Maltese.
Flyknit Racer Maltese.
Flyknit Racer Maltese. But I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to rock the Goddess. I'm just going to rock the shit out of them. Fuck it. So I went with that.
Wait, is this your... I'm not talking about your Punta Cana trip. I'm just saying.
Yeah, now...
Everyday routine. Like, so now you're going
now
Goddess from...
Now I would just destroy them. Well, nice. It also helps that I have a second
pair. Second pair, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But I think I would be more daring on my go-tos and my rotation shoes now. So yeah, I would definitely rock a pair of Jordan 1s because they're definitely a go-to. You can wear them with anything.
Wait, which one is your go-to beater banger? That's your Goddess or your Jordan 1?
Actually, I think that would be more of a Jordan 1.
Okay, Jordan 1. Yeah. Which one?
I think I'd rock any at this point.
But pick one.
Pick one? Probably... I'd pull out the metallics. Anyone.
Metallic navy?
Yeah, I think it would depend on what type of colors I'm wearing or whatnot. But that shoe, whatever.
That's one.
I'd destroy the shit out of it. Heat. Definitely a pair of Yeezys. Which one? Any pair. Could be Zebras.
Belugas.
It could be Breds. Anything.
Okay.
I don't know about tents. They're too.
Well, at this point, I mean, fuck it, rock your shoes.
Yeah. Okay, maybe on the next trip.
Skip.
What's it called? I used to always rock for beaters. It was the Flyknit and the Ultra Boost. I think I would have to bring two beaters, like to destroy, and it would be a Jordan 1. And now it would be a fresh pair of Flyknits, which would be the Goddess.
Goddess.
That.
And you one run for yourself?
I'd bring a 95 for myself.
95?
Yeah.
Mm. Most likely a Neon.
Yeah, Neon.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so this is your daily rotation that covers anything, any situation.
It's time for me to change the shoes at the front door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what's actually at your front door?
At the front door, Maltese and all white Ultra Boost, triple white Ultra Boost.
So I'm gonna Racer Multi and all white Ultra Boost.
I'm gonna put them in a garage instead.
At the front door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's up? Who's
Alex, up? You wanna go?
So Defo would bring a pair of Yeezys. They're extremely comfortable.
Which one?
Let's go cream.
Cream Yeezys.
Yeah, cream is
great. That's your what? Your heater or
that's
what?
My
beater.
That's my beater.
All right. Yeah. Cream Yeezys for beaters?
Yeah. No, actually they're
that's fine.
The more they're worn, the better they look.
Okay.
I found. Yeah. Another beater would be probably
Hold on.
Two beaters?
Let's be honest, right, with everyone. Our beaters doesn't mean that they look like shit. It's just a shoe that we're comfortable wearing in any situation and we don't really mind getting them roughed up or anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we are who we are and we still like rocking nice shit. So
we're not
trying to be like bragging and shit. And
no.
Zebras are definitely my beaters.
Now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Officially. Yeah.
So beater creamy Z's.
A banger would be at the moment in my rotation. A banger would be Sneaker Boy Wish Pure Boost.
Very okay. nice.
The white ones because they're really white. So and those you gotta watch because they're really white.
Okay.
So that would be my banger because I love white shoes. And then a shoe that make me feel good would be like a Kush, like a any AQT OG, where it's running support, running cushion OG.
Just pick one.
I'll say cushion OG.
Okay.
I've loved this one. Like it's been like since the old ADV thing came up. Like
pictures of that shoe are great.
Boy, so good. As like. It's clunky, but it's comfy. And then I bring a pair of flat shoes, so maybe like a Stan or a Superstar. So I'll say a Superstar because Superstars are the most comfy. Superstar. Yes, OG Superstar. Easy to rock. Looks good with any kinds of outfit. Could also look good. I went to a wedding with a pair of Superstar 80s this summer, and everyone was like flipping over my outfit. So cream Yeezys, cushion ADV, Sneaker Boy Wish, Pure Boost, Triple White, and then Superstar. A lot of white.
Not very good.
A lot of white.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you do cover all the bases. Yep. With any type of base. Yeah, good.
I think I'm going to go with a... For a heater, I'm going to go with... I think Red Stripe Yeezy 350.
Okay.
Watermelon Stripe. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with a Air Jordan 1... Black and white. Hi, of course. That would be more for a beater.
Mm-hmm.
Like they clean up nice too, mm-hmm. so it's nice. Yeah, they're super easy to clean.
That's a very good pick.
If they get dirty,
they should be at my front door too.
I'm gonna go with a EQT Support White Mountaineering to bring along. That's more for me.
Nice.
And one more. What was I thinking? Like an Air Max 1. Red Air Max 1.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dope.
What about you, Chris?
So, definitely I need a Jordan 1 as my, whatever. This is my daily shoe. Like, traveling shoe, whatnot. Or any day, any situation type of thing. Last episode with Sean Collard, I marked a bread one as my number one. But this week, see, I'm going royal one.
Very nice.
I'm royal one. Then I'm going to have as, let's see, like a straight banger. I think I'm going to go... Kairobi.
Nice. Oh.
I think that will do well in the streets.
Flashy.
We'll do that. And what was the other one? Wait. Beater.
One beater.
One for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One for myself.
Ooh, I know.
Let me see. One for myself.
Dang. I think it's an 11.
No, it's not a Jordan 11. No.
Palace. I know what it's going to be.
Palace. What?
The unicorn?
It's going to be a pair of Converse.
Oh,
yeah. I was gonna say Palace Boost.
No.
Wow, so many shoes.
So many shoes. Too many shits. No, I'm gonna go with well, what's in my backpack is what's actually in my backpack, and it's been in my backpack for like months. It's the Flyknit Multi Racers.
Nice.
Yeah, because it fits nicely in my backpack because it's like flat and I can flatten it, and if it gets crushed, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with everything. Because why? It's multicolored. What the fuck? And then as my what's missing? My one shoe for myself. I don't know, guys. I'm kind of in a basketball-y mode, kind of in a ninja type of mode, but I don't know. I'm really stumped. I don't know. I'll get back to it next
week. Should we all suggest one, maybe?
You kind of did, and I kind of did not.
You denied all of them.
Yeah.
I was just going to be like, Beluga.
No, I don't see it.
Oreo.
Oreo what?
Yeezys.
No.
No.
It's not easy. I've been really on Nike recently.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah.
It's time.
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yep.
Probably another AJ1. So imaginative.
Maybe a low? Maybe a low.
Nah.
No?
Probably something I'll get in the mail one day and then I'll just add it to the rotation. Yeah. But
and
yeah.
Blow our minds.
Actually, on like my front door, it's like bred ones, royal ones, and some racers. So
we should do that like before the pod.
What's at the front
Say
door?
What's at our front door.
Yeah.
It's a pair Shut of disgusting door. Superstars on top of my skateboard.
Yeah.
And then some slides. Everything else goes back in the box except for the white Yeezys.
Yeah.
I always have Ultra Boosts and Multis. And then now it's a pair of Yeezys.
Slides, bro.
Yep.
Slides
I do life. Have slides.
Slides.
I'll put some Coca-Cola slides. How's that?
Oh! There you go. Oh!
Anyways.
Flexer.
Boom. Nice. I think yeah. So anyone that's listening, if you have ideas, if you wanna show us your rotations, fucking take it. Here's your next photo assignment.
Ooh.
Right? Rotations.
Your next trip's rotation. There you go. Yeah.
Show us rotations.
This is such a geek conversation.
What are you talking about?
Talking about rotations.
Rotations.
So geek.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
All right.
So in case anyone that's not in the know, we are still in the midst of our when this pod airs, I think the giveaway will be done.
Will it?
Ooh.
Yeah. What are we today?
We are the 20th, which is
Wednesday.
Oh no,
actually, okay. No, you still got time. You still got time. Our giveaway is still running. The Sneaker Podcast Times Sneaker Tub giveaway is still ongoing. If you want to enter, just go on our Instagram profile at the Sneaker Podcast and find the Sneaker Tub photo that we posted. And there are contest rules. It's a simple IG contest where you follow both accounts, like the picture, and then tag a couple of friends. You may win 3 free months of Sneaker Tub service.
Amazing.
Yeah. And we just got word that it's possible that Sneaker Tub, Mr. Sneaker Tub, will be in town in Montreal maybe next month. So if that happens,
nice.
We will definitely have him
for
on.
For sure.
Yes. Right?
Sweet.
Yeah. It'd for be sure. dope.
Because we want to know how to live that tub life.
Oh, dude.
Oh, tub life. Yes. I like
tub
that.
Tub life is the only life for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All
right.
So for all the listeners, if you want to enter the giveaway, it's a dope, dope giveaway, dope prize. Thank you for... Thank you, Sneaker Tub, for setting this up with us. Shout out to Sneaker Tub.
Yeah, very cool. And the best thing about Sneaker Tub and a 3-month subscription is like 3 months of Christmas. So you have no idea what is in that box. All
for
you
free.
Know is it's your size.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And you get goodies.
Goody, goody.
So many goodies.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a loot bag for adults. That's what's up. Yeah, so go check that out, Sneaker Tub. Go get all the info at our Instagram, at the Sneaker Podcast. And guys, that's it. Episode 30, Season 2, in the bag. But I want to take a second to thank all the people that have been listening to the podcast, being old listeners that have listened from the beginning, and all the new listeners. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it, and we really want to get your feedback on the show. So make sure you leave us a comment on anything you see of ours. Like, comment, subscribe. You know that stuff. Get on it, because we love having it, and we love giving you guys great content, I think.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah, no, it's really, really cool. But before we head out, where can we find everyone on Instagram or social media? Chloe, where can people find you?
At Chlorel.
Chris, where can people find you?
At Christopher.chu.
And Alex, where can people find you?
At SUGYCYPHERSONS.
I told you guys you could spell.
That's right. Make sure you tune in to my stories, yo. I'll be taking some California life stories.
Yo, so they're going to be crazy.
Don't miss it.
California love?
Yeah. California dreaming.
And for the people that are listening to the pod this Saturday, want to wish our good buddy Remy
Yeah.
good grand opening of his store.
Local International is opening its doors this weekend. A little exclusive friends and family party going down this weekend, but he's going to be open for business soon. Really excited. Really excited for him. Congratulations, Rem. Really love what you're doing for the community in the city. You can get me online at On Air with Mike D. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. We'll catch you back here next week with another episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
With the one marinade.
It's just Calbee and the one marinade.